57. I'm getting on a plane air ride.
Amen.
Going past the moon and the stars, Jupiter, Mars. Going to a city.
Come on.
That Jesus went away to prepare. He said, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes.
That where I am, there you may be also.
Amen.
I want to go, don't you?
Amen.
That song says, don't you want to go to that city?
Amen.
I want to go to that city.
Yeah,
amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know, y'all got the air on in here or not. Don't feel like you do. Well, somebody turn some air on. Last I heard, Sister Watson paid the electric bill, so you can turn the air on. Praise God. You see, when one person's in here, it's not too bad. But for every person's body, it's 5 BTUs. So you get a lot of BTUs in here. Praise God. Well, you always wonder, you know, if you have the right message for the right service. Amen. Brother Knowles just kind of helped confirm that. Amen. So I told somebody, I said, you know, I got a lot to go through, and I don't know if I'll make it through it or not, but I will try my best to keep it down under an hour and a half or 2 hours. Praise God. But if you have your Bible, turn with me. It's so good. Brother Brown, good to see you. See a couple come in here beside you there.
Amen.
Good to see y'all today.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Glad y'all are here.
Amen.
Amen. Wherever we are around here, you just make yourself at home.
Amen.
See, Sister Watson used to be so shy. I'm telling you that when she got up to sing, didn't need a drummer because her knees didn't need the drummer. Her knees shook so bad. But we went to people's house to eat. And they said, y'all come on and eat with us. She's so bashful, she wouldn't eat. She was hungry just like I was. But I'd pull myself up to their table and I'd eat like I was at home.
Yeah.
And that's what we want you to do around here today. Amen. Just pull up to the table and eat like you're at home.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The scripture is found in Deuteronomy 20 and verse 1. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, he said, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye are come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Fear not, and be not troubled, and do not tremble. Neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God, if I say, for the Lord your God, is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you today. We thank you for your word. Your words, God, has anointed it. It's already anointed. God, but I pray today that you will anoint these lips of clay, that God, we can speak, God, the words of God that you want us to speak in this place today. We give you praise and glory and honor Everybody said in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. If I can use a thought today, is this little simple thought, not a simple thought, but a simple thought, but a powerful thought. The Lord is on your side.
Amen.
The Lord is on your side. How many would say today that you have known the Lord to be on your side before?
Amen.
This morning I would like to reaffirm and reassure you, some of young and old, that the Lord is still on your side.
Yeah.
And He won't leave you here, amen, leaving this place without letting you know today that He is on your side.
Right.
Amen. Amen. God has not left you, and He hasn't given up on you. But He wants to be involved in every area of your life. That covers a lot today.
Amen.
The Lord is on your side.
Amen.
In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 20 that we're reading here, it tells us about the principles governing warfare for the people of God. It provides instructions about their conduct during the battle. You see, God not only said how they were to dress and look and separate themselves from the world, but He also said this is how that you are to act, and this is how that you are to think when you are going to war. I don't want my people being scared or showing fear. The first thing you can do today is let the devil know that you're afraid.
Right.
And that you're scared. And when you do, he jumps on the bandwagon and he beats the living daylights out of you with everything that he's got.
Come on, man.
But I come to tell you tonight, we're in a battle this morning.
Amen.
Maybe it's this afternoon now, but we're in a battle today. And we're fighting against not flesh and blood, but against principalities and power.
Amen.
And wickedness in high places.
Amen.
We're fighting spirits like we've never had to fight.
Amen.
I've never seen a church, amen, as small as we are, have so much sickness in it than we do. Amen. And the devil is fighting our bodies. Amen. You know, I had to go this week and had let him stick a needle in the side of my foot. Now, I pray that nobody has to go do that. Because it hurts so bad, you want to knock the doctor out. You want to knock them out. But anyway, I'm glad that I'm here today.
Amen.
God wants somebody to know that He will be with you no matter what you're going through.
Right.
He'll be with you in that battle.
Amen.
You don't have to fear it. You don't have to tremble. The Bible says the devil trembles.
Right.
Hello. The devil trembles at the name of Jesus. The devil trembles. If you want to shake the devil today, if you want to put the devil on Valium this morning, if you want to put him on a nerve pill, you just start saying Jesus. You just start calling the name of Jesus. And the devil trembles at that name. Amen. But we don't tremble at it today because it is the very existence that dwells on the inside of us this morning. Amen. We're not just normal people. The Bible says we are a peculiar people. Amen. We are chosen generation. Amen. We are peculiar. We're not just anybody today. Amen. We are the children of the Most High God. Amen. So when we speak His name, Amen. Devils in hell trampled up. Amen. At our feet. And somebody needs to realize what you really have on your side today. Hallelujah. God's on your side. Has anybody ever felt besides me that God wasn't there? I felt like God was a million miles from me and I didn't know where God was. Amen. I've been there. Amen. But it wasn't where God wanted me to be.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
God didn't want me to be there.
Right.
God didn't want me to show fear. God didn't want me to faint in the middle of it. God didn't want me to let the devil know that he was getting on my nerves. God wanted me to step up to the plate and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And if I be for you, who can be against you? God has not called you and I to be terrified.
Amen.
Some folks get terrified at church. Amen. They get terrified. The devil hollers, boo, and you run like a scared rabbit. Amen. Why don't you holler boo and make the devil run like a scared rabbit? Amen. It's time to let the devil know whose side you own today. We're not just anybody. We're God's people. He didn't cause us to be terrified. He didn't cause us to be ready to throw in the towel. Because Almighty God is on your side today, children. He is going to fight for you, and he is going to cause, amen, you to be victorious. You tired? You tired? Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Amen. I've been there. I've had to say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired. I'm tired of every time I get up in the morning and go to put my feet over the side of the bed, I got a moan and groan because of the pain. I'm tired of it. When I have the very existence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on the inside of me, I should be able to speak to my sickness and speak to your sickness and it be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. That's his word. I said, that's his word.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what the odds are against you. If God's for you, it doesn't matter what's coming against you.
Amen.
The Lord's on your side. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are against you. God's on your side.
Amen.
Amen. Can I tell you, it doesn't matter if it looks hopeless.
Come on.
God's on your side.
Amen.
We got a phone call this week. Amen. Sister Humphrey's been having some tests. And then she had an x-ray on her lungs. And she's got what is called cones in her lungs. And, you know, it's something that is incurable. That it can't be cured by medical science. Cannot cure this. Medical medicines cannot cure this. But Jesus Christ can cure it. Jesus Christ can let, when they do this more test on her on Thursday, they can come back and say, we must have missed something because it ain't there no more. I'm telling you, that's the kind of God that we serve. Amen. And if he's on your side, honey, you can't lose. As the old black preacher said, you can't lose with the stuff I use.
Amen.
You can't lose with this.
Amen. No, sir.
Hallelujah. But it may look hopeless to you. I talked to Brother Humphrey, and I could hear him, you know, swell up in tears on the other end of the line. But I encourage him to be encouraged because God's got this. And God is on her side. It doesn't matter if that situation seems bigger than what you're able to handle. God can handle it. Almighty God is on your side today. Romans 8:31 says, What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now when it says, if God be for us, it is not talking about position. Because God is before us, God is behind us, God is on this side of us, and God is on this side of us. So, wherever we're at, God has got us surrounded today. I thank God for this today. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. The Bible said He sticks closer to us than a brother. It says that He is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
It means that the Lord is on your side.
Amen.
What shall we say to these things? In the beginning part of Romans 8, it says, there is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Right.
Hello, somebody.
Right.
If we walk in the Spirit of God dwells in us.
Right.
We can ask God for whatever we want, and God said He will do it.
Amen.
That ain't my book. It's His book.
Right.
He said, you ask anything in my name, and I'll do it. The Spirit one day will quicken our mortal bodies, and we'll meet Him in the air once and for all. Amen. Sister Mary, you won't wake up with pain in your feet and legs no more. Amen. You won't be going to. Amen. Cameron will walk down streets of gold. Y'all ain't here. Amen. He will never need no more wheelchair. Hallelujah. Julie, you, amen, can have what I'm talking about today, that God will be there. And God told me to tell you that He is on your side.
Amen.
So you need to hold on to that unchanging hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
He called us. All things work together for good to them that love Him.
Amen.
That are called according to His purpose.
Amen.
He called us, He justified us, and He sanctified us. Amen. Are you hearing me today?
Amen.
We are more than what we think we are.
Amen.
We came to church this morning, we got in our automobile, and we drove to church. Amen. It's going to be just another service. Amen. We're going to go, and then we're going to go home. But I didn't come for that reason today.
Amen.
Amen. I came to see a mighty powerful move of the Holy Ghost. And to see somebody leave this place different than what they came in here today.
Amen.
You don't have to leave here like you came.
Amen.
What shall I say to these things if God be for us, who can be against us? There is no situation in life that God doesn't want to help you with. Can I tell you, He not only will save you in it, but He'll help you through it. Your life is not so broken and messed up that God can't put it back together again.
Yeah.
There is not a person that's too far away from God that cannot get back to God. There's only one thing that can keep you from getting to God. And then you blessed being the Holy Ghost. You can't be saved in this life or the world to come.
Hey,
but I'm telling you, if you have not blessed being God, there is nothing that you've done. I don't care if you're a whoremonger, a whore, I don't care what you are.
Right.
I don't care if you're a thief, you're a robber, whatever you are. I'm telling you, God can forgive you.
Right.
Amen.
God wants to forgive sin today.
Amen.
He wants to set somebody free that is in bondage, and the devil's got you bound by the things of this world.
Amen.
This world, somebody already. This world is not my home.
Amen.
I'm just a pilgrim and I'm a stranger down here.
Amen.
This is not our home.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
This is not our home. Weeping may endure for a night, but the Lord is on your side. Joy cometh in the morning. You may fall down, but the Lord is on your side to help you get back up.
Amen.
You've got trouble right now, but the Lord's on your side. Got sickness right now, but the Lord is on your side. It is darker than it's ever been in my life, but the Lord is on your side.
Amen.
The enemy is coming in like a flood.
Yes.
But the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him.
Amen. I love that. Yes.
The enemy's weapons are coming against us.
Come on.
But the Lord is on my side.
Yes.
If God is for me, there is no one or nothing that can come against me.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
The Lord is on my side. In the world, I know everybody one time or another has watched TV. Anybody ever watch wrestling on TV?
Yeah.
It's a, you know, it looks like they're beating one another's head in. Looks like they're jumping off the ropes and landing on their head. And, you know, if they done that to me or you, we'd be dead. But it's all fake.
Yeah.
Wrestling is fake.
Yeah.
But they have what they call the steel cage match.
Yeah.
Then they have a grudge match.
Yes.
And then they have the match when the last one standing wins. The match that there's about 20 wrestlers in the ring. And then there is the one I like the best, is the tag team.
Yeah.
There's a tag team.
Amen.
And you know where I'm going in a minute, but one of the most ones is the tag team that I like the best. You see, in a tag team match, your partner can be getting the daylight beat out of him, so to you suppose, and wrestling. And the other one is standing on the ropes with his arms stretched out like this. Tag me. Come on, tag me.
Amen.
Come on, tag me.
Yes.
Well, can I tell you something? I've got a tag team partner today.
Yeah.
And his name is J-E-S-U-S.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have nobody else, but I got him. And when I stretch my arm out to tag him, amen, guess what? His arm is not short that it cannot see.
Amen.
It's heavy that it cannot hear.
Amen.
So when I reach out, amen, he reaches out. Amen. He gets a hold of my hand and takes me. And honey, let me tell you something. You may want to deal with me. Amen. But you don't want to deal with the one that I just tag team with.
Right.
Amen. Because nobody can fight Jesus and win.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to be tag teamed up to him today.
Amen.
We need to get our minds stayed on him today.
Yes.
I used to go to the wrestling matches and I'd be jumping up and down. I'd want to get in the ring with them. And my brother back there, my brother Joe back there, he ran up there and got a hold of one of them. And when he did, he hit him in the head with a cane. And guess what? That cane had him and something in the end of it. You know, when he hit my brother, he just about knocked him crazy. And when we got what we got today, our tag team partner,
yes,
he don't have to hit the devil.
Right.
All he has to do is speak to it.
Amen.
And guess what? He said this to me. He said, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you.
Amen.
Amen. Resist the devil. Tell him that God's on your side.
Yes.
Amen. And all of a sudden, you get hit in the head with the king.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because God's on your side.
Amen.
As long as you have a relationship with God,
amen,
he is on your side.
Amen.
As long, that means that you have, if you've repented of your sins, you've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you've been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you have not, we have a baptistry. We can baptize you. Jesus can fill you with the Holy Ghost today.
Amen.
Amen. Because the Lord is on your side.
Amen.
Numbers 11 and 23, and the Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. My hand is not short. And Isaiah 50 and 2 said, wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Listen to what he said. Behold, at my rebuke, the sea dries up. At my rebuke, amen, he said, dries up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. The fish stinketh because there is no water, and drieth and dieth for thirst. That's who I am. I can speak, amen, and the waters part. I saw Moses when he got to the Red Sea, and when they were ready to go over, it looked like it was hopeless. One little boy went to school, Sunday school one Sunday, and he came home, and his mom asked him, said, hey son, how'd it go? He said, well, it went good, Mom. Said, what did the teacher teach on today? Well, he taught on about where they crossed the Red Sea in ankle deep water. And his mom says, is that really what he told you? No, Mama, but you wouldn't believe it if I told you what he really said happened. She said, well, what did he say happened? He said, Moses stretched out his rod and the waters parted. And they walked over on dry ground.
Right.
He said, don't that sound crazy? Hey, God takes crazy things, amen, to confound the wise.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
God will take something that most people can't understand and does it because when they see it with their own eyes, amen, they can't do nothing but accept it.
That's right.
I come to tell you, I know a God that way today.
Amen.
I know the same God that Moses knew.
Right.
I know the same God, amen, that spoke to the waters and the waters parted. I know the same God that confused the Egyptians when they walked across, amen, in rolling chariots behind them trying to get to the children of God. And when the children of God got across on safety, God closed the waters up and he said, take a look at your enemy because this is the last time you're going to ever see them again. I'm coming to tell somebody that there's coming a day that we're not going to ever see our enemy ever again.
Amen.
Brother Bradley, I may be a little bit too loud, so I am. Y'all motion to him to turn me down, but don't tell him to turn me off.
Amen.
Praise God. We live Isaiah 59:1 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear." When you reach out to him, there is no shortage, church. There's no shortage of his mercy. There's no shortage of his grace. There's no shortage of his salvation. There's no shortness of his ability. There's no shortness of his love. And there is no shortness of his healing. God can reach you wherever you are. You don't have to clean yourself up first before you come to God. You come to God and then you will clean up. Hello, somebody. You don't have to clean up first. I heard a story told about the man came to church, nasty clothes, didn't smell too good. He sat down and people kind of scooted down to the other end because they didn't want to be sitting by him. The pastor walked back there to him and the pastor looked at him and said, "It's good to have you today." He said, "Would you do me a favor though? Would you, the next time that you come to church, would you ask God what the dress code is for this church?" And the man said, "I will." So the next night he was back and still had the smell about him, still had the dirty, nasty old clothes on. And the pastor said, "Well, did you ask God what the dress code was for this church?" And he said, "I did." And he said, "Well, what did God say?" He said, "God said he didn't know. He'd never been here." God don't want to be a part of a church that's not willing to take in the halt, the lame, the maimed. Amen. The sick. Amen. Those that don't smell good. Amen. Amen. That's what we got the baptism to wash the sins away in the baptism. Amen. So we're in an hour today. Folks think you got to, I'll be honest with you. I hate wearing a tie. I hate wearing suits. Amen. I wouldn't mind at all being able to just come in my overhauls. I do have a pair somewhere. But folks think y'all dress up in a suit when you come. No. God don't expect you to dress up in no suit. God don't expect you to dress up in any way. We asking them, come as you are. Let God get a hold of your heart. Let God turn you around. And things will get better. I promise you they will. Isaiah 1:18-6 said, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" Another place he said, "Don't fear man which can destroy the body, but fear him which can destroy both soul and body in hell." Amen. That's who we need to fear. Amen. Hebrews 13:5-6 said, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee," so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Amen. Psalm says, the Lord is on my side. Amen. Hebrews says, it quotes the Old Testament verse and says, amen, just a little bit different. It says, "The Lord is my helper." I wonder what is the significance of that word helper in the book of Hebrew. Well, let's see what the word helper in the Greek is. A compound word. It comes from the Greek word B-O-E, which means a cry for help, and theo, which T-H-E-O, which means to run.
Yes.
Put them together, and it means one who comes running when he cries for help. This Greek compound word points, amen, a word picture of the Lord as one who is posed and ready to rush to your relief and to and of his oppressed children when they shout for his assistance. Somebody needs to shout for the assistance of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Another one wrote it like this. Amen. Let me illustrate for you, and that's a little simple one. But David was a young boy going on facing a grown man who is also a giant named Goliath. Goliath, he is 6 cubits and a span, which is about 9 feet and 9 inches tall. He has a bronze helmet. His coat of armor was 125 pounds of bronze. He had a spear as straight as a weaver's beam. The head of the spear weighed 16 pounds. He also had a great sword in his hand. And he was an impressive man of war. Goliath, nobody wanted to fight him. Matter of fact, when David went down there to take his brother some cheese and crackers, amen, they're over there in the garrison hiding, amen, from Goliath. And Goliath coming out, send me a man that I might fight him. Well, nobody wanted to fight him. And Goliath made his boast as David came to him. David, on the other side, was just a fair-skinned, amen, probably a little red-headed boy. Goliath made his boast, I'll tear you from limb to limb. I'll feed your carcass to the fowls, birds of the air. I'll feed you to the beasts of the fields. I can hear David saying, maybe you will, maybe you won't. He said, apparently, David, you don't understand. I'm 10 feet tall, and I'm a man of war, and you're just a little boy. No, Goliath, you don't understand, because the Lord is on my side.
Right.
You hear me?
Amen.
The Lord is on my side.
Yeah.
And all David said, hey, tag team partner. Hey, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Jesus comes to his rescue.
Right.
David picked up 5 smooth stones out of a brook.
Jesus.
And one said the reason that he picked up the 5 smooth stones was in case he missed. He had 4 more to go. I said, that won't work. Another person said, that 5 smooth stones meant J-E-S-U-S. I said, that's good. But that won't work either. Because David did not only pick up 5 stones, he meant to kill Goliath, and he meant to kill his 4 brothers along with him if they had to. Now listen, Goliath was armed from head to toe. The only place he had open was right here. And somebody said, how did David do it? Listen, David was a marksman that he could knock a bird out of the air with a stone. He was good at what he'd done. And he told that giant, he said, you come to me with a spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Amen. And when he came to Goliath was talking all this big stuff, and he took that sling, and I could see Goliath. He said, he's going to hit me with a rock. As big as I am, he's going to hit me with a rock. But he hit him right between the eyes with that rock. Now, the rock didn't kill him. So David takes Goliath's own sword and cuts his head off. And goes back into town, goes back into the camp of the children of Israel, holding that head like a bowling ball in his hand. Amen. David said, you come to me. He said, there was a time, Goliath. He said, I told Saul this. He said, Saul, I can fight Goliath because you got to understand something. I was tending my dad's sheep, and a lion came out. He got one of his sheep, and I slew that lion. He said, a bear came out, and I slew the bear. And David didn't show no sign of faint. He didn't show no sign of weakness.
Right.
He didn't show no sign that he was afraid.
Amen. No fear.
When he went out to fight him, amen, the giant didn't run to him. David ran to the giant.
Right.
A little 16-year-old boy running to the giant with a sling in his hand. Amen. And he killed the giant. And some of you have let your Amalekite giants live that you ought to took a stone and slayed a long time ago and got rid of them. Amen. Because the enemy will come back again and again and again.
Amen.
He will. Then we find Peter and John versus the lame man. It doesn't matter if you feel you're in a lame situation today, just tag Jesus.
Yes,
amen. Just tag team with him.
Amen.
Gideon was called one day by the Lord to defeat the Midianites. Mm. David went to fight the Midianites, but before Gideon went out to fight the Midianites, Gideon said, Lord, he said, I'm from the least tribe of Israel.
Yes.
I am, my family is the least of the smallest tribe.
Yes. Yes.
I'm the least in my family. I'm a nobody. Hello, somebody. You can't even number the Midianites. There are so many of them. And Gideon said, well, I do have 32,000 here.
Yes, yes,
yes. That I can get to go to battle. God said, no, you can't take them with you. You got to send 22,000 of them home. And after you send 22,000 of them home, at least they were 10,000. God said, no, you got to thin them out again. Mm-hmm. Then you got to get down to 300 men.
Yeah.
I'm gonna defeat all of the Midianites with 300 men. He said, had 1,000 left, I want you to take them to the water, let them lap water like a dog. You ever watch a dog lap water? He's lapping water, but he's looking out of both sides of his head, back and forth with his eyes. And he said, those that lap water like a dog, those are the ones I want you to keep. I can see you. There goes some more. Oh, there goes 100 more. And, God, what am I going to end up with? End up with 300. He didn't defeat the Midianites with weapons. All he had, amen, was a light, a pitcher, a basin, and a shout.
Right.
You know what that shout was? Hey, Jesus, it's time to win the battle.
Amen.
And I come to tell somebody in here today, you need to tell the devil, hey, Jesus, I need you. And your helper will come to your rescue.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. No weapon, just a trumpet, a lamp, and a pitcher, and a shout. The Lord wants you to know that when you win, You're not going to win because you was mighty. You're going to win because He is mighty.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what the odds are.
Now
listen. It doesn't matter if it's a thousand against one. If the Lord is on your side. Listen, Psalms 91 says, thousands shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. It'll not come nigh thee. Listen, somebody said it, Brother Norman, you said it. One can put a thousand to flight, 2 10,000. One can put 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000. 3 100,000. And guess what? 4 1,000,000.
Right.
That's what 4 can do. Because the Lord's on your side. The 3 Hebrew boys, you know, they were mighty men as far as I'm concerned. They weren't boys. But the Bible said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king wanted them to bow down, they would not bow. Everybody bowed but them. Can you see all this thousands of bowing and these 3 boys standing up tall? And they go to the king and said, they won't bow. He calls them in and said, listen, go back out there, and when they sound the music again, you bow down and everything will be all right. They said, we're not careful. King, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. Our God that we serve is able. Everybody say He's able.
He's able.
He's able to deliver us. But if not, He'll deliver us out of your hand anyway. Now why the king did what he did, I don't know, but he was kind of curious about it, and he said, when they threw Shadrach, Meshach into the fire that they heated 7 times hotter than ever before. And he said, can you get that lid open so I can see in there? And he looks in there. He said, did we not throw 3 men in the fire? They said, yeah, you know we did. Said the one that threw them in got burnt, died, put them in the fire. Well, I see a 4th one in there. And that 4th one, listen, he said that 4th one, he didn't say it. I heard preachers preaching and they say, liken unto the Son of Man. That is not what it said. It said that 4th man was likened unto the Son of God.
Right.
He saw the tag team partner in the furnace with them.
Right.
And when he looked in there, he saw Jesus, the Son of God, in there.
Yep.
And I tell you what he said. They didn't even have the smell of smoke on them.
The
hair wasn't stretched. There was nothing that smelled about their clothes. And the little boy said, Mom, 3 men went in and 3 men came out. Where did that 4th man go? And Mama began to dance across the floor.
Yes.
And Mama said, baby, he's still in the fire.
Yes.
Every time you get into a furnace of fire, your God is right there in that furnace with you.
Amen.
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 The Lord is on your side.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daniel, I close with this. I'm closing. I don't think it's been 2 hours yet, but it doesn't matter what you're facing. Here we are, Daniel goes into the den of lions. Could have very easily said a lion's den, and it could have been no lions in it. But the scripture said in a in a den of lions.
Right.
And when he got into that den of lions, I could see Daniel. They told Daniel, Daniel, you pray, you're going to pay. If you don't stop praying, you're going to pay. And Daniel kept praying. Kept opening his window. Kept looking toward Jerusalem. And kept praying. Kept calling on God. And when he did, Daniel went into the lion's den of lions. I don't believe there's one. I don't believe there's two. There's probably about 10 of them in there. And Daniel went into that den of lions. And you see that big old lion coming up there, rubbing against his leg, purring like a kitten. Are you hearing me? Daniel knew, but there was something, somebody else that knew what Daniel knew. Because the king said, Daniel, your God that you serve, he will deliver you from the den of lions. And so that when the king came the next morning, that if he had thought 1 minute that Daniel was eat up by the lions, he wouldn't have said anything. But he said, Daniel! You hear that, Daniel? Oh, king, live forever as we stand. Hallelujah. God is on your side. You're not alone today. So when it looks like that you are defeated, looks like that nobody is there for you to lean on, just remember, all you got to do is call, hey, Jesus, I need you. I need your help. And he will come to your rescue. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this church. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every child of God in this church. I plead the blood of Jesus over you. Because the enemy comes in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. You don't know this Jesus that I'm talking about today. You can know him. You can come to this old-fashioned altar. This pastor will pray with you. And you can make things right with God and walk away from him today with victory in your heart and in your soul. Hallelujah. Sing it, sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All the precious bloodstains. Hallelujah. I don't know. This is several times that he's tried to end his own life. Let's pray that God will help him to get out of that spirit that's a hold of him.
Amen.
It's a devil that's got a hold of him. Thinking that he can end it and it would be better. What they don't realize that you're jumping out of the fire, out of the frying pan into the fire.
Amen.
And you take your life, you premeditate and take your own life. You can't be saved from that. You die and burn in the devil's hell for eternity. My God. One second in hell would be worse than anything you've ever went through in your entire life. God, help us to pray. This heard not long ago. Well, Brother Brent, you're the one that texted to me about the family that lost a loved one and then another one committed suicide. It's a sad thing. But it's people listen. If you think the devil is not powerful, he is powerful. But you need to understand that the one that you have is more powerful than the devil does. And he can't do anything to you except what you allow yourself or allow the devil to do to you. God can protect you because God is on your side.
Amen.
All right, all minds clear. Young couple, so glad to have Jackson. So glad to have y'all. Make sure you come back again.
Yes.
Amen. Because we're glad you are here and we pray.